You don't want to go anywhere. It's been a cracking morning. Where we are set up is in the old Hiskins Bar at the end of the exit, just near the winning post here at Caulfield. They've had a wonderful members' day today. There's about 150 MRC members who have gathered out here to hear from the various trainers, owners and breeders. It's been a wonderful morning, and it is great to introduce James O'Brien, who is Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria President, ahead of what is the most important race day as far as the breeding industry in Victoria is concerned, because it is the flag bearer day for Victorian breeding. James, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
It's always exciting as we're counting down to this date. The prize money is huge, more than $2 million on offer on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. $2.5 million to be exact, and it's just it's terrific celebration of Victorian breeding, a great opportunity for all participants to enjoy the quality of the racing.
Is this the seventh running of the Victorian Owners and Breeders Day?
Oh, I think it is, yes. I think the oldest Vobis Gold Horse is Rising 10.
It's been a cash cow for a lot of owners, because this traditionally has been a day where the best horses come, and with the weight scales and the conditions of the races, it's good prize money for a lot of those owners. But it's really grown in the time since we had the very first one to where it is today, including the introduction of the Million Dollar Showdown.
That's right, and it continues to get better and better, and I'm really excited about this one coming up, and I think it will keep continuing to be a bigger and bigger day. Last year we saw the inaugural $500,000 guineas race, and because of COVID, of course, people couldn't come to the racetrack and see that race. But this Saturday, owners and members and everyone will be able to enjoy the experience.
How is the Victorian breeding industry at the moment? It seems to be very strong.
It is. It's very vibrant. It's very important to the economy of Victoria. We provide $200 million of economic benefit to Victoria. We employ more than 1,500 jobs, and that engages around 5,000 people throughout regional Victoria. And I think what's important about those jobs is that it is an older workforce compared to other industries, and to be scattered all through regional Victoria, I think it's very important that the work that Victorian breeding industry does for the community of Victoria.
We're going to have a chat to Anthony Mith a little later. Of course, Rosemont are one of the leading breeders here in Victoria. Sam Lyons, who's one of the leading syndicators, will join us a little later. We'll have a chat to John Sadler, who's got the favourite in the showdown on Saturday.
Yes.
I've spoken to a number of trainers early this morning and also jockeys about the importance of Saturday and trying to find a tip for the weekend as well. But as far as having major breeders in Victoria, we know Widden is making the move here as well. So is that a great positive for Victoria and confidence within the industry?
That's a massive gain for Victoria. Widden are the oldest established family breeding operation in the world. And they recognise, I suppose, the strengths that Victoria does offer to breeding, the pastures, the environment. It's just tremendous to see Widden come down. We also see some emerging farms, Leneva Park are coming into the market. We've got, Yulong and Spendthrift who are now establishing themselves. Rosemont Studs certainly with Seamus Award and a few others coming in there. But we've also got the long-established farms here as well, Darling Victoria, Sweatland Stud, and it's just tremendous to see that the growth within the Victorian industry.
There are 74,000 registered owners here in Victoria. How important is this Vobis scheme?
I think it's critical. Not only does Victorian breeding offer quality racehorses, but the ability for people who support Victorian breed horses to win further prize money in the form of Vobis Gold, and we're speaking about the special day on Saturday where we've got $2.5 million exclusive for Victorian bred horses. But not only is it just restricted to this day alone, there's another, the Premier Race Series is worth in combined $4.5 million. So that's all around the region of Victoria, different states, different cities, different countries, country towns. But also we've got the Super Vobis that's also on top of that, which is further bonuses. And the Vobis Gold offers another $20,000 bonuses for 250 races across the state. So in total, it's $22 million on offer for Vobis horses.
It's amazing. So we've got 137 stallions here in Victoria. How many year-on-year foals would they produce?
Sure. Well, last year we actually went up slightly on the foal numbers, and there was 3,400 recorded on the stud book. So that's 27% of the Australian National Foal Registry.
It's incredible. There's been a lot of talk about the industry as a whole, especially this morning when I was out in the centre, about employment numbers and training for staff. How important is the breeding industry for jobs as far as the racing industry is concerned?
Well, I think it's crucial, and it's one of the things that we recognise in this industry, both racing and breeding, is the ability to attract real horse people. And it's very difficult in this current climate to get those sort of people. So I think it's crucial that we look to expand breeding within Victoria. I think if we can do that, you'll attract horse people to the region, and that will flow on to the racing side, and vice versa. So if we could, and I think that the synergies between breeding and racing are critical. So the better stallions that we can attract to this region, the better people we can attract to this region, and the better it'll be as it for the industry.
Talking about good people, look who's just turned up beside you.
Sads, how are you?
Sean Sadler has arrived, and he's one man to be very happy about this Victorian Owners and Breeders Race Day, because you've got the favourite, the $1 million showdown. How are you, Sads?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael. Yeah, very happy to have the favourite, better than having 100-to-1 shot.
Exactly right. More than $2.5 million in prize money on Saturday. It's amazing money for outside of a spring carnival or an autumn carnival. How important is it for owners, trainers as well, to have this prize money available?
Yeah, it's just obviously no one complains about this. I mean, Vobis itself has been fantastic over the years, you know, most of my training life, and it's been a hell of a help to this industry. And this meeting on Saturday is it's an extraordinary meeting, really. And I think that with the Blue Diamond gone and the Golden Slipper gone and most of the big two-year-old races, and here we are this Saturday with a $1 million race, just absolutely fantastic.
And your boy Starry Legend, he's been breathtaking in his only two appearances. How is he?
He's good. I was just explaining out the front there how it's all occurred. We didn't actually, you know, obviously this race is for two-year-olds that were conceived back 3 years ago, I suppose. We weren't sure that actually Zoostar stood at Woodside or not, and I had been told that he didn't. So I'd dismissed the thought of this race. So after Bendigo, he was heading out. In fact, he was on the truck to go out, and Greg Carpenter from Racing Victoria rang to say that he was in. So
you turned that truck around pretty quick.
Turned the truck around and said, get back here, you know. So that's only happened to me once before, and the horse actually won this is years ago anyway. He's look, the big query on this horse is it'll really be an interesting race, because he's going to lead them and he's going to be in front at the 200 metre mark. But it's unknown what he's going to do over the last 200, completely unknown. He's quite a brilliant horse. He may be a special horse, but time will tell. But it's that last 200, and I think Michael D said to me this morning, when after the horse had a pretty easy gallop, he had his main gallop on Saturday morning, he is slightly concerned that the horse may over race. He said if he does, probably similar to the way he did at Bendigo, then he might find the last 100 a little bit tough.
Can you do anything as a trainer, or is it like, as Moody says, you let fast horses run? How do you try and control that unbridled speed?
You've just got to try. Look, you'd go with him early and let him run and try and talk him into coming back to you. If he does, he'll be hard to beat. If he doesn't, at the last 200, it's going to be a hard watch.
We've been talking about the importance of the Vobis scheme here in Victoria, but the strength of the Victorian breeding industry as well. Sads, you've been training here in Victoria for I won't say eons, but for quite some time. How do you see the local breeding scene here in Victoria?
I think it's certainly picked up. It's interesting. You'd think a race like this, getting back to the showdown again, but you'd think with the restriction on it that it'd be a terribly small field, and yet there's 21 noms for the race, and I'd say most of them would intend running. So, you know, the numbers of the Victorian horses, Victorian stallions, are really good. I know New South Wales are well in front of us, but no, I think it's looking pretty healthy.
It's been pretty strong race in its only two editions as well, James.
Oh, it has. You know, group horses have emerged from that race, and it's you know, the Phoebus Gold Premier Race Series is a great path for good horses. Like the Magic Knights winner's been nominated in this race.
Yes.
The Maribyrnong Plate winner's been nominated in this race. So it's yeah, I prefer to say exclusive rather than restricted.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I think it does draw quality, and the quality comes out of the race.
Well, Quay Quay won it last year, the year before. Prince of Sussex, who's now over in Hong Kong.
Yeah, so. Well, he went straight to Hong Kong, didn't he, after that, for huge money.
Exactly. Yeah. Your boy won't end up there soon, will he?
I hope not. It all depends. It'll be just a lot hinges on this race Saturday with this horse, you know, whether he may be... you know, could possibly be a future stallion.
Yeah.
And there's certainly, if he wins this race and won it well, people would be talking about him in those terms for sure. So, and then also to look forward to the spring with him. But so quite a bit hinges on Saturday. Hopefully the bubble doesn't burst, Michael.
Have you got a few others going around on Saturday as well?
I've got two others. South Parade, who's in really good form. He's going for four on end. He runs in the benchmark 78. Scratched him from last Saturday. Didn't think the race sort of really suited him. He's going particularly well. And another horse that's going well also is Sam's Image, who was good first up at Bendigo. And he's a horse that's been had quite a few little niggling ailments. And we've given him a long spell. He's got over them and he's back racing pain-free, and I don't think I'd have a horse in the stable that's going any better than
really?
Him at the moment.
Gee, that's a good push. Of course, he's a two-time nature strip.
He is, exactly, yeah. So he's got the ability right, Michael.
We've been talking a little bit about this the last couple of weeks, and I've spoken to a few of your colleagues out in the centre earlier this morning. What's your standpoint on the situation re-staff, track work, riders, more skilled workers that we need within the industry at the coalface from a training point of view?
We certainly, it appears to us from the inside that it's being maybe ignored a little bit by the industry. Maybe it's unfair me saying that, but there's definitely a real problem here with work riders. There's no doubt about that. And a lot of that stems from, firstly, obviously, the COVID, with no people from overseas able to come in. We've been... racing's just relied heavily on the Irish, the English, the French, very much so. If they weren't allowed in here, the industry would be on its knees. So that's all stopped. So we're in dire straits at the moment, getting people, and there's very few apprentices now going through the academy. Once upon a time there'd be 25 or 30, and the ones that didn't make it went on to be track riders. That doesn't happen anymore, Michael.
Is this the worst that you've seen as far as staff shortages?
Definitely as far as riders is concerned. Yeah. On the ground, still not too bad. I know some are finding it tough, but... definitely with work riders, very, very hard to get.
What do you think's the answer?
More people going through the apprenticeship academy. There's no doubt about that for mine. And or else some sort of an academy set up to teach people to ride. Because, I mean, it's a very, very enjoyable job to have, you know, and people can take a real interest in a horse and their progress. And it's enormous satisfaction working with a horse and getting the horse that maybe has bad manners or whatever, getting to correct those manners, and just working with a horse is, as people who do work with them find, that it's a very, very pleasurable experience.
Yeah, it's certainly a big talking point at the moment. We'll continue to discuss it, and we'll have a chat to Racing Victoria over the next few days, next week as well, because I'm sure they are very aware of it, about what plans they may have in foot or in progress. I notice you've got a little first starter today, Sats. Fiorento filly?
Yes, a Mirabella.
Yeah, how does she go?
Well, one of the interesting things about a Mirabella is she's owned, part owned by Dr. Ken and his wife Anne Farrell. And I actually had one of my first starters ever over 40 years ago for the Farrells, and haven't trained for them since. But
must have been a bad performance, was it?
Well, it actually, I think the filly's name was Night Queen. It ran at Colac, ran second, and
have to wait another 40 years for the next.
Yeah, but look, she hadn't shown us a great deal, but a fortnight ago had a jump out here on the course proper up the back just from here, and she went really well. If she can run up to that, she won't disgrace herself today.
Oh, that's nice to see the reunion today. Yeah,
terrific, terrific people.
At Mornington. And James, just before I wrap up, just go through a couple of the headline stallions that we've got here in Victoria at the moment. Toronados seem to be absolutely airborne.
Toronado is doing really, really well. I think Street Boss, just as and I think Andy Mackie from Dali has always said he would break out, and this two-year-old crop is mighty. But, you know, you see Frosted coming through, Brazen Bowes being terrific, Seamus Award at Mythos Farms, tremendous. And it's also exciting, the new stallions that will be, you know, we'll see emerging over the next few years. So, you know, Hanseatic's been announced at Rosemont. Yulong's, you know, I hear they've got some exciting announcements going forward. So, and then, you know, with Witten coming down, bringing the Coney, you know, the sire of Nature Strip. Nature Strip ran on this day a few years back.
It did.
You know, Star Witness and you know, taking over those horses from Sunstar is just tremendous.
It's very. Have you had a Toronado?
Yeah, B Hunter's a Toronado.
Yeah,
He's been off colour a bit of late, but he's very talented galloper. So I know I like them, and they're good sorts. You know, really good sorts.
How did Mozzie pull up on the weekend? Just
good.
Can't get any luck.
No, sort of. You know, it's with Price and Kent's horse. It just shows that horses that race near the lead, they make their own luck. Horses like Mozzie Monster that get back need things to go their way. And even though she's racing particularly well, she just can't win at the moment.
No. Well, hopefully that day will come very soon. And Sads, for you, hopefully we see you in the winner's stall on Saturday in the showdown, because Starry Legend's going to be, it sounds like he's going to be in front of the 200 and then just hold your breath.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good luck, Sats. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Michael.
John Sadler and James, great support. Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria do an amazing job, and as president, you're responsible for a lot of that. It's a big day on Saturday. Enjoy it. Good luck.
Thank you, Michael.
James O'Brien joining us here. It is a special edition of Racing Pulse, live from the Heath, as we count down to Victorian Owners and Breeders Day on Saturday. On the other side of this, we're going to head up north, though, because James McDonald had a day to remember on the first day of the championships, two Group 1s, and this Saturday, he's on Very Elegant in the Queen Elizabeth.